Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Do you have a friend you can rely on? Somebody you can call on in the good times and bad? Is that person with you from you were a young age or somebody you've picked up along the way? We want to talk about whether it's harder to maintain friendships as you get that little bit older. Cathal Minogue from Today FM is with me in studio today. Do you find it hard, Cathal, to maintain those old friendships?
Kind of, because I'm originally from Cashel in Tipperary.
Yeah.
And now I live in Dublin. I'm not great to be keeping in contact with the lads, but it doesn't mean that when I go home that I'm not friendly with them.
Yeah.
But I'm not going out of my way to see them either. I might be a bit bad on that one. Like, I see my girlfriend. She's incredible for keeping up with her friends. She'll go to Mayo because she hasn't seen Mags in 4 weeks. So yeah, she'll drive all the way to Mayo to see her. And then the next weekend she's with her college friends down in Cork, or then to see her home friends. Whereas I'm like, I'll see them at the next Tipperary match. Or when are Cashel playing again in the hurling? So I'll see them then. Like, now, like, my best friend is a guy that lives in Dublin, but I met him when I was living in Dublin and we were working together. And now it's just because he's in Dublin and I see him every day,
yeah, but or
most days, you know what I mean? But even at that, you know, he could be saying on Saturday, do you want to meet up for a coffee? But like, I'm probably the bad one in that relationship where I'm like, I kind of just go with the flow. I don't like make plans is another thing.
Right.
You know, that kind of way.
Do those friends, would they ever say that to you, or do they slag you about it, or is it?
Not
you're
really.
Obviously aware of it.
I'm totally aware. Not really. My girlfriend Claire now, she would say it to me.
Oh, would she?
Yeah,
right.
She was like, when was the last time you talked to Tony? Tony's one of my good friends when I grew up with, and he lives in the UK now. When was the last time you talked to him? I said, oh God, I don't know, maybe like April. She's like, he could have done anything in his life between now and then. Like, are you going to catch up with him? I'd say he's coming home soon. Maybe I'll see him then. So I look, even as I say it out loud, I know it sounds bad. It's just the way I am.
I don't know. I think it's way more common than you think, though.
Yeah. Like, and when I meet them, it doesn't feel like.
Yeah, it's like you saw them last weekend.
And it's not, it's not a sit down of catching up of what went on. Like, or, you know, because
fill me in on your life story.
No, yeah. It's like literally, England are winning 1-0. You know? It's like, it's just whatever we're looking at.
Yeah, I do wonder though, I know every time we talk about this in the programme over the years, people, you know, will tell stories of how much harder it is to, like that, maintain those friendships. And it is as you get older, whether it's into your 30s, 40s, 50s, it takes a lot more work.
I think there might be a bit more of a pressure on females than males for some reason. I don't think lads seem to worry about that. Yeah. I haven't seen him in ages. I must go down and see him and find out how he's getting on and how things are going. I think girls, they're definitely better at it.
Yeah. Rosalind Lipsett, fashion broadcaster, is joining us, Cathal, on the line as well. Is it more difficult, Rosalind, to keep those friends from old as you get that bit older?
Hi, everyone. Yes, I 100% agree with Cathal. And it's not just men, it's women as well. At this stage in my life, I have an 8-year-old. I have so many different friendship groups from throughout my life, from school to college to mom groups to work friends, that you just kind of need the low maintenance friendships in your life at this stage. And everyone's the same. Everyone is so busy. I have a WhatsApp group probably for every friendship group. And then sometimes you're just sending like TikToks or reels to that same group. And that's your way of communicating with people. And it's kind of a form of, like, you know, sending a bit of love without, you know, having a proper phone call. Because you know what? Loads of people don't have time for that.
Yeah.
I have this one friendship group. One of them actually lives in the States. And we contact each other through sending reels. And it's our way of bonding. And I think everyone has that in 2026. We're so busy. We are running around from work to, you know, events and kids and everything and holidays and then trying to maintain some sort of relationship with people. It is really tough. So I think having those low maintenance friends that you can count on, you know they're there for you, even if you don't see them every day.
Can you count on the low maintenance ones, though?
Look, you can as much, you know, it depends how long you've known them. You do try and stick with, you know, the people you've known the longest. You try and put a bit of work, more work into those friendships, like, you know, reaching out every couple of weeks or trying to schedule. We now, you know, everyone's turning 40 or everyone's having a kid or in my group at the moment. So we will now organize these meetups for milestones, you know, and I think that's a great way to, like, if you have a group, try and see them all. Even at Christmas, you know, Christmas is a fantastic way to, you know, maintain your friendships from school or college.
Yeah.
And then, look, I end up seeing people that I work with now more than I see my family sometimes, you know, like my immediate, like, you know, my cousins and things. Sometimes I'll see the people I work with more. But I do think it is about making that bit of an effort, even if it's just virtually and you're sending them a reel or you're sending them a meme or something, you're still thinking about them. And I think that's kind of now a 2026 form of sending them a little love, you know?
Something like that. Yeah, there's an interesting text here, Cahal, from a listener who says, my husband is actually the total opposite to Cahal. He's brilliant for keeping up with his friends. I always think that men have stronger friendships than we give them credit for. You always hear that women are great for maintaining friendships, but there's actually just way more drama involved.
Yeah, there's definitely no drama in my friend groups. I think I agree there, though. Like, memes and things like that are actually a handy way of kind of just, you know,
I don't know
just
about that, being that's not,
but at least there's some sort of context.
Like, because
let's say that one of my friends lives in the UK. Like, what am I going to text him?
How
are things?
How are you getting on?
Okay, so then I do that. Am I not going to do that again next week? If I see a funny meme. But like, I just talked to him last week. So like a funny meme that is kind of like, oh yeah, we still know we're alive and well.
Trying to organise anything with a group of friends is a nightmare. Everyone is so busy. I'm the only one in the group without kids and can feel quite lonely, says this texter. The others meet up with the children to go to the playground, etc. All that. They never invite me. We're just in different places. You see, that is a big feature too, Rosalind, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. I actually see the mom friends. Maybe I wouldn't even be friends with some of them if they didn't have kids my son's age. Sometimes you literally just have friends of convenience as well. And look, I actually have grown so close to people that you're just literally, you see at the playground or you see, you know, in the playgroup or at the school gates. And, you know, you necessarily wouldn't have ever met them before. And then all of a sudden you're like, right, we are stuck together now. And then you just actually end up forming really, really good friendship. So it's been lovely in that way. But I do think, you know, sometimes you just make these friends out of convenience as well.
But
it's a great way to make friends.
I think you kind of meet friends, you sort of pick them up at times at various stages of life. Like if you move jobs or whatever, you end up with a new friend, or move county or whatever, you meet different people. Broadcaster Claire Ronan is with us on the line as well. Claire, like, you have good, strong friendships that have remained with you over the years.
I do, and I'm actually the oldest person on your panel today. So I'm actually coming to the stage now, not like Roz, and I was like Roz with small children, where I have a little bit more time for my friends. And I divided them a couple of years ago into drains and radiators. So about 3/4 of my friends were radiators. So when I left them, I felt lovely and warm and cozy.
Yeah.
And about 1/4 of them were drains. So when I left them, I felt like the blood and guts and sweats had been drained out of me. And because they're friends for a reason. I may have known them from school, but I put less time into my
drains
than I do into my radiators. But I do sit down and I do think, my drains and my radiators are very important. But I do agree with Roz. Sometimes I just send someone a text out of the blue. I actually, you know, could have an hour. Last Sunday, for example, I had an hour to spare and I texted a few friends I hadn't talked to for ages. Chatted for a few minutes by WhatsApp. I think it's bloody brilliant.
Yeah.
How are you? Let's get together. I'll be in Dublin, whatever date, or call into me and Sligo, whatever. And I invest more in my friendships now, late 50s, early 60s, than I was able to do when I was your two other panellists' age, you know?
Yeah, because you'll probably be time and as kids grow up. But I do wonder, you know, for people maybe, Claire, that haven't maintained the friendships over the years like that in their 30s and 40s, is it hard then to reconnect with those people when you hit the 50s and 60s?
Actually, I've done that. I just picked up the phone one day and I had you know that feeling in your stomach? I picked up the phone to a friend I haven't spoken to for about 10 years. And I said, I know this is mad and it's 3 o'clock on a Wednesday, but I'm driving to Dublin and I was wondering how you were. And within 3 minutes, we were completely back.
Did you
know so-and-so? She lived three doors. Yeah. So I've actually reconnected with a school friend about 4 or 5 years ago, and we talk to each other all the time. It's worth it. Mm. It's really, really worth it. Because, you know, Andrea, they know you. They knew your sister. They knew your mum and dad. They're not trying to find it. You know, there's an awful lot of
common ground already
there. A new friendship. Yeah, it's worth it.
Yeah.
It really is worth reconnecting. Maybe picking up the phone to somebody.
Well, some of the texts coming in on this, Claire, people tuned in this afternoon. Irish people have no interest in making new friends. Not welcome to blow-ins is this listener's experience. Another texter's got in touch to tell me, I moved to Killarney 20 years ago in my 30s. I've made friends since, slowly. All of my friends, bar one, are blow-ins though. So I presume it's the same in most other Irish towns. People from that area already have their primary school friends, the sisters, the cousins, everybody else in between. And they don't seem to have any interest in making new friends. Well, you and I are both blow-ins to Dublin, Cathal.
We've
made a few pals along the way.
Yeah, I'm going to a wedding on Sunday with a guy who's born and bred in Dublin 8, but that's through the GAA, so I think that's where I might be
kind of different.
I might be lucky, yeah, because like I've built a community in Dublin as well, and that's definitely through my hurling club.
Yeah, okay. Catherine is with us on the line. Catherine, are you the glue over the years that has held your friendships together?
No, I would be like Cathal. I would unstick friendships. I don't.
Do you?
I wouldn't. Yeah, I wouldn't be. I found kind of friends, you know, sort of like some of, I think Claire said, sort of situationships or rods, you know, different phases of life.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up in the country and there was a large catchment area of like 20 miles to the school. So it's very hard to stay in contact with people.
So what did you do then over the years? Or how did you manage that?
A bit like Cathal as well. I played sport, and then people through work, I would have made contacts and friends that way, develop friendships. I mean, I have two close friends called Michelle, and then parents. I have 12-year-old twins, so parent groups would be another way that I would have found friends. Neighbours as well. I've been lucky. I've lived fairly stably
with good neighbours. And I'm curious for people, you know, like that, as Rosalind and Claire were talking about, as your kids get older, do the parents that you've become friends with, you know, of those children, when they're no longer called into the house on a regular basis or play dates or football teams or whatever it is it harder then to maintain that friendship?
I think it is. I mean, my son is aging out of primary school, so I'm about to go into secondary school, so I'd probably only stay in contact with very few of the class group. You know, life changes. They're going to different schools. We're going in a different direction in terms of school. So, yeah, I think life is very much about phases. But I was actually reading a piece of research last night just to share with you in the panel that people have on average 15 close friends and 500 acquaintances in their lives.
And 15 close friends? That's a lot.
Yeah, I thought that was very high too. And 500 acquaintances. Well, you probably would. People you know through the years. I wasn't that much thrown by that. But they also made the point just in this article I was reading in a magazine that your friendships are far more important for your mental health than marriages or, you know, sort of relationships, which is really interesting. But I thought 15 close friends was high as well, because that's a lot of work.
It certainly is. Well, funny you mentioned that about your friend's Michelle. I've a Michelle with us on the line. I don't know if that is your friend Michelle, Catherine, but good afternoon, Michelle. You're welcome to the programme.
Hi, Andrea. No, I'm not the same Michelle.
You're a different Michelle. Is it harder to keep and maintain friendships in later life?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're busier in later life. You know, when we're younger and we're in school and we're in college or whatever, you know, friendships are spontaneous, you know, and it's more really out of convenience, whoever's in your class, whoever's in your group. But I think as we get older and we've more commitments around family and our career and jobs, all of that, you know, friendships really require intention and, you know, and like your listener was saying there, and work, they're hard work.
Do you still have your kind of your old friends, your school friends or home friends, Michelle?
Yeah, I mean, I mostly have my friends from university, and we've a very close, I'm very lucky to have a very good group of friends.
Yeah.
But certainly as I've gotten older, my friendship group has changed. And I think as you get older, you know, you change, your identity changes, your emotional capacity changes for being able to support friendships and be in friendships. So I think, you know, your time is precious. So we become more selective in who we want to spend our time with. And I think as we get older, it's about that kind of deeper, meaningful connection rather than having loads of friends or loads of people in your life, because we just don't have the capacity for it.
There's a listener here who's got in touch to say, I don't agree with the angle to this discussion that, you know, we're busier now than ever and therefore can't keep in contact. Sure, our ancestors were raising children and working on the land, etc., for much longer than we are. The problem is that we're all online and therefore our real life relationships are suffering. We've never had more means of communication, and yet all the stats are telling us that we're lonelier than ever. There is a point to that, isn't there, Michelle?
Yeah, well, what I would certainly see is that, you know, technology and social media, it certainly creates that illusion of connection, you know, and I'd agree with Rosalind and Claire, you know, and they're saying how even just having a meme or a reel, you know, it does keep that connection there. But I think what we miss is that really deep connection, being able to talk about what's happening in our lives, to be able to link in about what's important. And that's really the foundation of what friendship is. So some ways technology is actually kind of weakening the connections that matter and creating this sense that, you know, we're still friends or we still have a kind of obligation to each other when maybe that isn't true anymore. And I also think it's okay to recognize maybe when a friendship isn't, you know, we were talking earlier about the energy vampires and radiators. Like, we don't want to be in a friendship where we're coming away feeling drained, feeling exhausted.
And it's hard, it's actually hard to make the decision to move on from that. But often where it is as draining as Claire described, you're nearly better to do so. There's a text in from Daniel who says, I'm the very same as Cahill. I don't see my friends from one year to another, but none of us mind. Sure, you're friends with people you work with, but if you move or they move and you get new friends, probably a fairly shallow friendship. But still, I often find it's better friends with people from home, even though I don't see them.
Yeah, I definitely have a deeper friendship with the lads at home. I just don't talk to them every day. I'm sure if I was at home...
Will you go out now this afternoon and pick up the phone?
I was just thinking there as everyone was talking. I'm going to be flat out on the phone tonight. I love you. I love you.
Do you make many phone calls, Rosalind? Or is it all just texts and GIFs?
I'd make a phone call now and then, but, you know, sometimes I think a voice note or a text is just more convenient for people. But yeah, I would schedule a phone call with like a friend that I haven't chatted to in a while, but usually it's just a voice note or a phone call. But there is something to be said about just calling someone and just saying hi. And I do think, you know,
it's totally different.
I have 15 close friends, and I think that's a lot, but I would have about 4 or 5 that I really value and I've had them since I was a child.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that I really make an effort with. But everyone else, you know, they're getting memes and things like that, you know.
And maybe just finally, because Claire, I know at one point in your life you were a blow-in. Was it difficult to make friends when you moved to a new county?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was very difficult to make friends. And even though Sligo people are lovely, as you know, Andrea, I found it difficult. God, I have to say, I moved here and I was expecting my third baby and I found it very lonely. But how I made my friends in the end was actually when the children started in play school. And they are still my friends to this day, you know, and we've gone through all sorts of ups and downs. And again, I don't have more than 5 close friends. I don't know where the 15 is coming from.
15 is a huge number.
Them. It is very hard for people to make friends. You know, sometimes I meet people who've moved to Sligo and they would say that, you know, you have to join a club and then hope you'll meet somebody nice. It's not that Sligo people are unfriendly. It's just that people are in their friend group.
No, well, they're talking about the same in Killarney and Cork and Dublin as well. So not just saying it about the good people in Sligo. Listener tells me as well, male friendships are often interest-based. Women's rarely are. They're often friends by circumstance. Suggests this texter.
Interest based.
As in probably sport. Yeah, team. Your hurling team.
I'd
agree with that.
Yeah. Would make sense.
Emails lunchtimelivenewstalk.com if you want to share your own stories or experiences with us today. Cathal Minogue, Claire Ronan, Rosalind Lipset, Catherine Michelle, thanks a million for getting in touch with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on Newstalk. Conversation that counts.